Welcome to episode number 188.
It's time for the RV Podcast. Traveling North America in an RV. Exploring, camping, boondocking, embracing the RV lifestyle, and sharing tips and where to go and how to keep things running right. Here's award-winning journalist Mike Wendland and his network of RV reporters.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the RV Podcast. And no matter what kind of an RV you have, whether it is a motorhome, a towable trailer, a tent, even if you're just dreaming about getting an RV someday, this is for you, because on this podcast, we talk about getting out there, enjoying God's amazing creation, meeting interesting people, boondocking, discovering fun places, and of course, always using the right gear and technology to enhance our RVing lifestyle. So welcome. We're very honored that you chose to put us in your ears this week. Well, in this week's episode, two topics that always have a lot of interest. First, we are going to offer up on this podcast a list of resources to help you find places to boondock or stay overnight for free or at very low fees. And then we are going to talk about a big trend that is helping to drive record sales for smaller RVs like Class Bs. And that trend is downsizing. Now, it's been going on a couple of years, but we're going to introduce you to an RVing couple who have certainly done that. They've also upsized, and in a matter of a few years, this couple went from a Class B to a Class C to a Class A motorhome, and then they gave up all of those big rigs, and they downsized back to a B. And they'll explain why they have gone full circle like that and how that's working out for them. Plus, we've got so much more for you in this episode, including RV tips, RV news, and a great place to visit if you're traveling anywhere near Atlanta, Georgia. But first, my lifelong traveling companion and my bride, Jennifer. Hi, dear.
Hello, Michael.
Well, you're getting your snow that you keep telling everybody you like.
Yes, I am getting snow.
Oh, I'm telling you. Crying out loud. Well, we are in the midst of winter time again. We talked about it last week, how we returned from Florida and our trip through Texas and the Gulf States, and finally came back to Michigan in mid-April thinking it's going to be great, and it was snowy. Well, we left Michigan last Wednesday, right, when this last episode went out on the podcast, and we flew to Phoenix, Arizona for the Super B show, had a great time there. But my goodness, then we returned Sunday to an ice storm, and it's been snowing every day since.
Well, we lucked out because the ice storm, the worst of it was over. So we flew in on time, landed on time, easy flight home, which was really good news because we didn't know quite what to expect. But a happy ending.
Well, everybody, that's why everybody likes you so much, because you're so optimistic and you see the good in everything. I'm shivering. I'm walking around here freezing. So
I was freezing earlier today. I went to the gym and did a Silver Sneakers yoga class, and I left the gym hot. And then I was outside, but whoa!
Yeah. Well, Bo is happy. We can say that, I guess. So, what is a Silver Sneakers yoga class? What the heck is that?
Well, I have been very bad in not stretching properly the last 3 years since I've quit teaching.
You think riding in an RV all those distances,
yes,
and
definitely riding in an RV, your hamstrings, it just tightens everything up. You have to be very diligent to stay flexible.
So Silver Sneakers, what? You get Silver Sneakers if you do the class? Or?
I used to be certified to teach Silver Sneakers and Silver Splash, and I've always been curious about the yoga aspect of it, so I went to...
Silver meaning like the color of your hair for seniors,
older
people.
Okay. Silver.
Well, there goes all the millennials. They're no longer listening to this episode.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. So do you do silver exercises? It's different than you do regular exercises?
Well, if a millennial had a bad knee or a bad hip, they can sit on a chair.
So do you sit in a chair in the Silver Sneakers?
You can stand up. You can sit in a chair, or else you can stand up. And it can be a very, very hard workout. When I was certified quite a few years ago, it was a workout.
Well,
but the Silver Sneakers yoga, sitting in a chair, it's anybody can do it.
Really? Anybody?
Yeah. And you'll get challenged.
Anybody?
Yes, there were three other men in the class.
Really?
It was me and three guys.
Just tell me if I do this with you, I don't have to wear yoga pants.
I asked Mike to go, and you said, do I have to wear yoga pants?
Well, I don't know.
I said, no.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. So anyway, that is where we are, waiting for our spring to come to the Midwest. And it's not just alone. It's cold everywhere. Yeah.
Well, it's bound to get better.
Yeah, I don't know. It just keeps getting colder and colder and below freezing. We re-winterized when we came north, and I was wondering if I really have to, and I really had to. So I know the temperatures across the Midwest are 20 degrees below normal. So that tells me that we've got some cold weather. It's not alone.
Upset because when we were out in Phoenix, it was like 90 degrees.
The day we landed, it was 100 degrees. It was great. Not a cloud in the sky. Well, I shouldn't. There was some dust in the sky one day.
But there was a sandstorm.
Yeah, we had a sandstorm out there, and we were eating out on an outdoor patio, and you said, oh, my eyes really burn. I said, that's not Vernon, that's sand in your eyes.
When they said there was pollution, I pictured Michigan pollution. I didn't picture sand. And when eyes started to burn, I said, enough of this.
You're in the desert. All right. Hey, let's see what we got in the RV news for everybody this week. National Park. This is a pretty good deal. If you're heading to a national park, their fees are going to rise $5 for the day fee, you know, to get in, starting in June. Cost a little bit more. The daily per vehicle, or in some cases per person entrance fee at the 117 parks that do charge an admission fee, will rise by about $5. Those price hikes were announced last week. And we've been reporting on this all year round that there's just a tremendous maintenance backlog at the national parks, and this will help to get rid of some of that backlog. The price does not apply to seniors who have that lifetime annual entrance pass. No problem for you. Just show that and you're good to go. The increased fee is expected to raise about $60 million extra dollars every year, and that's going to mostly go towards maintenance. And we'll put links up to all of this on the show notes, but that starts at the national parks in June.
Speaking of national parks, this Saturday, April 21st, there is a no cost to enter any of the national parks in honor of National Parks Week. Many parks throughout the country will be holding special events from April 21st to the 29th, though only on the first day, April 21st, is entering free. Park entry is free only for 4 days this year, with the next free day September 22nd.
Yeah, and we'll put a link to all the parks and all that information about that as well on the show notes. Show notes for this episode at roadtrekking.com/188. And again, when you hear us talk about show notes, there's like a detailed outline of everything we talk about in this podcast. I go through and we list it all. We even list a little numbers there where you can click the numbers and it'll take you to that part of the podcast where we're discussing just that. But you find that on the show notes, which is on our travel blog, on our RV travel lifestyle travel blog, which is Road Trekking, roadtrekking. So you go to roadtrekking.com, push the episode number, which is 188, and that'll take you there. One last story, and a very sad story, but it's a stark reminder about the power of storms. Severe weather, you remember that over the weekend, it swept through northern Louisiana Saturday morning. And sadly, it caused a tree to fall on a travel trailer. It split it right in half, the tree did. And it sadly killed a 20-month-old little girl inside that travel trailer. The family was apparently sleeping when the storm blew through and bringing with it very strong winds and heavy rain. So, sad story. And just a reminder that when you hear weather about severe weather coming, most campgrounds have a place to go, designated place in tornado weather or bad weather. And sadly, that story illustrates how you really do have to take that very seriously. This portion of the podcast is brought to you by Campers Inn. Campers Inn is the RVer's trusted resource, and they have been for over 50 years. They are the largest family-operated RV dealership, and they have 19 locations around the country, and they're still growing. latest ones that they have are Acworth, Georgia, in the northern suburbs of Atlanta, and Thornburg, Virginia. They've got others that will be opening again as well as they continue to grow. Campers Inn is home of the Integrity Pricing Guarantee. That means that all the quotes that you get for new RVs include everything. Freight, orientation, detailing, prep. Never will you be surprised at Campers Inn by hidden upcharges and fees. They sell motorhomes and travel trailers from the industry's leading manufacturers. Brands like Tiffin Motorhomes, Grand Design, Coachman, Thor, Forest River, and Campers Inn exclusives like the Gulfstream Friendship and the Cruiser Embrace. Award-winning RV sales and award-winning RV service, along with hundreds of RVs at the best prices, certified, trained service personnel, professional staff. They know what you're talking about. They can talk RV with you all day long. Campers Inn, when you go there, please tell them you heard about them on the RV podcast.
Is it a gadget, a recipe, a tip? Whatever she has in store for us, it promises to make the RV lifestyle a little more fun or efficient. Here's Jennifer with her RV tip of the week.
While we were in Arizona over the weekend, we met a lot of wonderful people and picked up lots of tips. One of the best had to do with monitoring the temperature inside an RV, so you can make sure your pets are okay while you're out there hiking or eating in a restaurant or otherwise away from the RV for a while. We've talked a lot about various gadgets and gizmos that do that in past podcasts. Most of those require a Wi-Fi network and can be challenging to set up. But a listener named Deb told us about the device she uses, which may be just the right solution many of us have been looking for. Here's Deb.
Hi, Mike and Jennifer. This is Debbie and Mike from Arizona. And I know you guys love to travel with your dog, and we do too. We have two small dogs that we travel with. And one of my big phobias is, how do I know that they are safe in the RV when we're out hiking or if we've driven into town for dinner or something? And after doing some research, I found a temperature alarm monitor that we really love. It's just called RV Pet Safety, and what sets it apart from many others is it works with cellular data rather than needing to be on Wi-Fi. And so it will send me an alarm if things get too cold or hot, or I can just check the temperature in our Zion anytime I'm wondering how they're doing in there. It lets us travel with our dogs without fear of what's happening in the van. So maybe it'll be something you guys want to take a look at, but we love it. Where we've mounted the temperature sensor is near where we keep the dogs' crates in the RV, so we know what the temperature is there versus, you know, near the back where the beds are. So it's mounted right above where we crate them, which is right by the sliding door. We chose the model. There are two different models. One only works in the U.S. and the other is good for the U.S. and Canada. And since we're hoping to travel quite a bit in Canada soon, we chose that model. It is $209, and they're often offering coupons, so we got $30 off that. The thing about it being cellular is that you do have a data charge, so it is $120 a year for unlimited use of that. And we figure $10 a month to know the dogs are safe is well worth money well spent.
The device Debbie is talking about is the RV Pet Safety Temperature Alarm from a company called Nimble Wireless. They have several different models and subscription packages to choose from, depending on whether you want coverage in just the U.S., just Canada, or both countries. We'll put a link to it on our show note page for this episode at roadtrekking.com/188. And be sure to send me your tips and suggestions for the RV lifestyle. You can use the leave voicemail link at roadtrekking.com. Just click it and then use the built-in microphone on your computer or mobile device to record a message to me. You can do it over as many times as you want until you're satisfied. And then you just click a button and it comes right to my email inbox. I love hearing from you.
Jennifer's tip of the week is brought to you by Rad Power Bikes. an electric bike manufacturer offering direct-to-consumer pricing on powerful premium electric bikes, now with free shipping and a special discount to those who heard about them right here on the Road Trekking RV Lifestyle Podcast. You know, when we were out in Arizona, I had a bunch of people come up to me and say that they have just ordered Rad Power bikes, how much they like them, how much fun they're having with them, how they wish they had gotten one earlier. And that's kind of the way Jennifer and I feel. We picked up ours up in January. And we love them. They make four different models. One of them is a folding model. They have a fat tire model. They have a cargo model. And the one that we got is called the City Bike. The one I have is the kind of the old men's bike version, you know, with a crossbar. It looks like a beach cruiser. You kind of sit like that. Very comfortable. Jennifer has the City Bike model, but she has it in the brand new step-through version, which eliminates that center bar. You don't have to swing your leg over it. We used to call them a girl's bike when we were kids. But now they're for everybody, you know, so you don't have, you know, if you've got a little difficulty lifting that leg up or getting it, you know, maneuverable, you know, like it's a little hard to stand on one toe and throw the other one up over it. The older we get, that's where that step-through model really is comfortable. Everybody just raves about that. Rad Power bikes, the thing about them is their quality. I mean, you get on one, immediately you know that this is a quality bicycle. It's a direct-to-consumer brand, and so you get this premium quality electric bike, but you don't have to pay that huge markup that's caused by dealers or third-party retailers. In fact, often Rad Power bikes are less than half that of comparable bikes on the market because that dealer retail chain's cut out. All four bike models have just great specs, 750 watts of power. That means you don't need to have a special license for them. They're street legal, so to speak. You can ride it anywhere. You can ride a bicycle. All four models reach 20 miles per hour with zero pedaling, or you can use a pedal assist with the throttle using five different levels of pedal assist for an added boost, or you can combine the two. You can travel between 20 and 45 miles on a single charge. They charge very quick. They're very easy to assemble. They ship them right to your door. Even I can put them together. If you want to save an extra $75 at checkout, use the promo code ROADTREKKING. The promo code ROADTREKKING, and you'll get an extra $75 off. To see them in action, we've got a link that we'll put on our show notes of the ones that Jennifer and I have. You just go to show notes for this episode, roadtrekking.com/188. Scroll down to Jennifer's tip of the week and where we talk about Rad Power bikes. You'll find that link there. And of course, go check them all out online at radpowerbikes.com.
Questions? You've got them. Mike and his network of RV reporters have the answers. Here's one of our questions of the week.
Is there any app for boondocking?
Okay. Is there any app for boondocking? Well, it'd be nice if there was one app that did everything, and the closest one that I can find for anything is the app that's called Allstays, all one word, Allstays. Just go to allstays.com. That is hands down the most accurate and up-to-date app that you'll find for anything you want to do with RVing. They list more than, last I checked, 22,000 commercial campgrounds. They list all the state and the national parks. That's where you do the boondocking spots. They list everything from KOAs and Walmarts to state and federal forests, military, Bureau of Land Management land out there. That's also for boondocking. That's my favorite app. They have a great website. And they just offer the most detailed information in any app I have found. So that's my first go-to app. But there are some other resources, and I will, put links to all of this in the show notes for those of you who are driving and trying to, you can't write and drive at the same time, so you don't worry, you can come back and check the show notes. There's a great map on free campgrounds for RVs. It's called freecampgrounds.com. And it has a pretty large database. It's sorted by state, federal, county land that's open to camping, most without hookups or services, so for boondockers. For boondocking and camping information about national forests, there's a very useful U.S. National Forest Campground Guide online. It's at forestcamping.com. And it's a really cool site because most of this research was done by a couple, Fred and Susie Dow, some avid RVers who have spent, you know, probably the last 20 years visiting 155 national parks, 20 national grasslands, one national tall grass prairie, and ready for this, 2,383 developed campgrounds. So they list a lot of great places, and many of them are boondocking spots. I also like the Free Campsites website, freecampsites.net. They have, it's a little difficult to use when you're on the road. I'd go to the website because it's an interactive map, and you can find some comments and some reviews of boondocking spots. You can go to the site boondocking.org. They have a database of free boondocking spots that's based on GPS coordinates. In other words, you can just plug them into your GPS machine, enter in the latitude and longitude. It'll tell you whether the closest boondocking spot, wherever that might be. A couple more. Let's see. Boondockers Welcome. If you're looking for places to boondock on private land, and sometimes that might be somebody's driveway or the back of their lot, or maybe it's a special place that they've built just for visitors, you want to go to the website called Boondockers Welcome. Boondockers Welcome. And then the last resource I want to mention is Harvest Hosts. Now, this is a membership service that allows RVers to camp overnight for free at wineries, at farms, at special attractions. And while there's usually no charge for camping, they suggest you buy a bottle of wine or something produced or items, you know, grown on the property. But they have more than 550 places around North America that are part of Harvest Hosts, and all located in the lower 48 states and Canada, up in Alaska and Baja California. So I gave you a lot of stuff there, but look on the show notes for this, roadtrekking.com/148. I'm sorry, 188/188. That's this episode number, 188. And you'll find under the questions of the week. But something else we do often when we are out in an area is when you come across something that says state, forest headquarters or national forest headquarters, we'll stop in that building and you can ask the rangers. And they're very helpful. Just say, hey, where can I dry camp? That's a term they often know. Where can I boondock or dry camp? And that will help you out. So lots and lots of resources, I guess is what we're trying to say. And, we all keep talking about how crowded our campgrounds are. And they are crowded. And probably the thing that most people miss is without a lot of extra work, you can find places that you can boondock and stay and enjoy, true beauty out there in the wilderness. And yes, it is safe. Have you ever felt nervous when we're boondocking?
No.
Never. Now, I felt nervous a couple times in campgrounds, around the campgrounds, but never as we're boondocking. That's a question we're asking all the time. Everybody wants to know that. All right. So hope that helps out and answers. Let's go to one more question. It's kind of related. And this has become a quest of mine. I'm having trouble answering this question.
Hi, Mike, Jennifer. It's Debbie from Colorado. I've been trying to find a resource you shared with us years ago in your archives, and I can't find it. It's a reservation company or app that helps you get reservations when places are all booked up. It checks back for you. I don't know, maybe it's still not around. I haven't heard about it in a long time, but I can't find it, and I was hoping you could help me. Thank you.
Well, it's funny that you just called me on that, because I remember we did have such a place. I remember clearly saying that, if you wanted to go to one of the state parks and it was all filled up, or a federal forest and it was all filled up, you could use this site. They would actually call, because, most of these places have cancellations. They'd call sometimes and check two or three times a day, find it opening, and then book it for you. And they got a slight, cut of the fee. Man, I've gone through all of my different podcasts. I've searched on my blog, and I can't find that site. So I don't know. And then I've searched online for it, and I don't find it there either. So if I am missing it, what amazes me is somebody's always coming saying, I've listened to all 170, 188 episodes of the podcast. And maybe they know. Maybe somebody kept notes of all this. But that's a great service. That'd be a great service. It would be awesome.
I can't believe that a service like that could exist.
Well, I don't know how they'd make any money at it, but because it would take a lot of work.
Right.
But I guess on scale, if you could get enough people to do it. But darned if I can find where I mentioned it in the past. It was years ago. And when I look on, I search Google and all that stuff, I can't find it either. So if any of you have it, call us up, use the leave voicemail message on the podcast and let us know what that site is, and we'll do a check, and maybe we'll even give them a call and do an interview. How do you leave a voicemail like this?
Want to be part of the podcast? Ask a question? Leave a comment? Click the leave voicemail button on the right side of the rvpodcast.com blog. We welcome listener voices and love your questions.
Sponsoring the questions of the week, as they do every week, are our friends at Van City RV. Van City RV, large inventory. They specialize in vans, camper vans, Class B RVs, small motorhomes. They have locations in St. Louis, Missouri, and Las Vegas, Nevada, Kalispell, Montana, and their latest store in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Van City's been around since 1970, delivering the American dream of getting out there and exploring the land to families across the nation. Jennifer and I have visited Van City RV. We have met the staff. We've heard from many of our listeners over the years who describe their experience with Van City with phrases like, we were treated like royalty, awesome service, honest, forthright, helpful. All of the Van City RVs have a great buy and fly program. When you fly in to purchase your new RV from them, they will give you five-star treatment transportation from the airport. They'll give you $500 towards your airfare. And then your new RV will be fully prepared for travel, complete with full tanks of fuel and propane. They'll give you a complete, detailed, as long as you need, orientation. And here's what they do that is so cool. You take delivery, and then they set you up with two nights of camping, completely set up, like I said, at the park, just like a veteran RVer. That's when you have all the questions. When you take it home, and what did they say about, how do I do this? Well, if you have any questions while you're out there actually using your new RV for the first time, Van City will be nearby and ready to help them in person or just a quick phone call. First-class service with Van City. Here's Dan the Van Man with some of the stuff they've got going on at Van City RV this week.
Thanks, Mike. Well, we have the all-new CS Adventurous and the E-Trax rolling in, and more on order. You can check those out at VanCityRV.com. We also have some nice used road treks, pleasureways, and some leisure travels. And again, you can check those out at VanCityRV.com. Just want to remind everybody, our next show is coming up June 14th, 15th, and 16th, our 48th anniversary show right here in St. Louis. So give us a call today, 1-800-467-3905. Have a great day.
You're listening to the RV Podcast. You can find show notes, links to resources and websites Mike and his guests mention, and background material, videos and photos on the rvpodcast.com travel blog. And you can also send Mike a voice question to answer on the podcast. Just click the send voicemail button on RV Podcast.
All right, time for our interview of the week. And this week, we are going to introduce you to a guy that we and his wife, who we met at the Phoenix show. You actually started talking with them and said, "Hey, Mike, go get the recorder. This is a great interview."
I thought it was very interesting because you don't normally hear that people have a B and then they move to a C and then an A and then back to a B.
Yeah,
normally it's an A and they move to a B and stay there.
So this is a guy who upsized. And then he downsized. He started off in a Class B road trek, went to a C, and then to an A, and now they are back to a Class B.
I think everybody who drives in a B at some time or other thinks, oh, we need a little more room. I think a C is just what we need.
Well, is it? If you listen to this interview, I think you'll find a great, interesting perspective. I want you to meet a really good friend of ours. We met him years ago. And Jim and his wife, Chris, Jim actually used to write for the blog years ago. And we're trying to get him to come back. He might come back and do some more blog posts. A very good writer. But they moved from Michigan to Arizona, and they came out to the show to say hi. And Jennifer, as I said, started talking. And let's bring him on, Jim and his wife, Chris, about going full circle from a B to a C to an A back to a B. Jim Van Hooley joins us right now. Jim, this is Arizona, your home.
Hi.
This is your home, eh?
Yeah, we live in Mesa now. We moved from Michigan. So we're going to experience the heat in the summer here eventually. But this year, no. We're planning on heading out east and going all the way to Maine if we can in our road truck, our new road truck.
Now, let's talk about that adventure that you have with your new road truck. You, when I first met you 4 or 5 years ago, yep, you had a road truck, but you've had a lot of different RVs since then. Describe that to me.
Well, we moved away from road truck for a variety of reasons.
Class B, road truck, Class B.
Yeah, Class B. And we went to a Class C, thinking that, oh, we wanted a larger bathroom, we wanted a shower, and we had that. But we found that the drive was so difficult in the seas for us that we had to put add-on equipment to have it drive better on the road.
And when you say the drive was difficult, you mean it was bumpy, hard to control? What?
It was actually hard to drive it straight down the road. We had a hard, my wife would point at something along the road to go look at. I'd look and I'd find out I was almost 2 feet off the road. So it was getting to be a hazard for me. And maybe I just don't know how to drive, but...
So you put stabilization on it, shocks?
We purchased a steering stabilizer. That was the only thing that was available for the Class C that we had. There are others that have the rear sway bars and all that, but it wasn't available for our unit. So we decided that we'd try the A's. So we moved to...
So you had a B.
We had a B.
You went to a C. And how long did you keep the C?
We had the C for what? About a year? 18 months, maybe?
Yeah. All right.
So we put a season into it.
And then you decided, well, let's go bigger.
Well, we went to some RV places considering going back to a B, and somehow we fell in love with an A, and the price was right, so.
How long was that A?
We've been trying to keep it short. I think at most, largest we ever went was 26, 27 feet.
Okay.
We didn't go into the big 30-plus feeter.
So how did you like the A?
The inside was awesome. I mean, it was really nice. It was like having home away from home. The driving, though, again, was still an issue. It was better. I was always told the A's drive better than the C's, and that is true. But we ended up having to buy steering stabilizer. We ended up buying front and back sway bars. And
now those are not...
They are not
additions.
Cheap. We easily spent another $3,000 to $5,000 just to try to get it to steer correctly, and it worked. I mean, it drove really nice. Where we ended up finding out, we kept thinking back about the road truck that we originally had, and we could get in and out of state parks. If we were driving along the way and we saw something interesting, we knew with the road truck we could just drive over there and check it out.
The Class B.
In the Class B. In the A, it was getting so big that we were always worried that, well, if we drove into an area, could we turn it around and get back out of the area? And that became more and more of an issue with us. So the more we talked about it, the more we said, hey, let's go full circle. So we're back.
So and what do you have now in a Class B?
We have the Road Trek CS Adventurous XL, the longer version.
That's the extended version on the Sprinter chassis.
We got the 2017. We made a few modifications since we've been to it, but it's been nice. We've been to the Grand Canyon. We've been up to New Mexico near Santa Fe. So we've been traveling around a little bit in it since we got it in October, and it's been phenomenal.
Now, all three of these models, an A, a B, a C, they all have a certain sweet spot for an audience.
Right.
You have firsthand experience with all of them. So who would be a good market for a C?
A good market for a C. They're usually lower cost, and I think they're great for families. Usually the C's really seem to focus a lot on how many beds are available, so you can bring a family with your kids and all that. And being lower cost and all that, I think it's great for, you're going to go within a couple hundred miles of home, and you're going to go camping for the weekend or for the week. I think they're a great vehicle for that.
How about the A's?
The A's, I mean, you're almost driving a home away from home. the interiors are usually really nice, and I'm finding that they're great if you're planning on maybe driving as far as you want to go, but once you get there, you're planning on staying there for quite a while. So we pulled a car behind it because we ended up, it's basically you take your home and you drive it somewhere and you park it and then you drive around with your car to go see things. And that just wasn't who we are because we're more of a spontaneous type of camper.
So you're driving down the road in an A and even many of the C's, you want to pull off to a fast food restaurant, for example. That's a pretty daunting task because you can't park it anywhere.
Right. Pretty easy to do with a B. Pretty much impossible to do with an A unless you find a Walmart or a big parking lot area where you can park it.
Now, obviously the B was your first choice. It's now your choice. Two other RVs in between. Who's a B best for? Who's the typical market for that, do you think?
Well, I've been actually talking to other B owners lately, and the number one thing I bring up is, hey, you can drive right into a state park. No, you can get into it because the Bs fit anywhere. You can go into a federal park without any problem. I think the Bs are perfect for the spontaneous type of drivers or campers. You can go anywhere you want. You can fit almost anywhere where a tent camper could go, except you have the convenience of having a little home. I really enjoy it. Plus, we have the solar and all that, so we can boondock. Basically, we don't have any limitations with the B.
So, pretty handy advice from somebody who's had them all.
Yeah.
And back to a B. And let me ask your wife. She hasn't said a word.
And my wife can drive it.
Is that true?
Yes, I will drive this, the B. It's a piece of cake to drive.
And
wonderful.
How did you feel about the other two? I
drove the C. I didn't like it. I never did drive the A.
Yeah. So this is good advice for people.
It's
you know,
scary.
We hear a lot of stuff. the thing that I really like about this is you guys have continued to RV all throughout these adventures.
And I want to throw in that you have a pet. And any advice there about pets?
Depending upon the pets are great. I don't think the pet really cares one way or the other. Other than our dog became never really liked to travel. It didn't mind the road trek so much. But when we got in the A's and the C's, they rattled and rumbled so much. He became almost psychotic.
Really?
He was so upset. He tried jumping out of windows. He'd jump underneath where the gas pedals were, anywhere he could do it. He became a hazard, so we ended up having to crate him in those. And now that we're back to the road truck, we had the crate ready, and we crated him the first time, but now we have him, he goes in the road truck and goes down and lays down somewhere.
Yeah, we had to drug him.
You had to drug your dog to get him to go in an A or a C?
Right.
Yeah.
So what is your RV style? How do you guys like to travel?
Not a lot different than what you're like. We don't boondock probably as much as you do, but we do like to hit the state parks and the national parks because that's where the scenery is. We like to go to scenery. We're more scenery type people. We're not city boys and girls.
And I want to hear your plans for the summer.
Well, now that we've moved to Arizona.
We should also point out there in Arizona, as we record this, it's April, and when we arrived last night, the temperature was 97 degrees.
It hit 100 degrees yesterday here.
Oh, my goodness. So what are your plans, as Jennifer says, for the summer?
Well, for this summer, we're planning on escaping the heat of Arizona, and so we won't experience it for the first summer. And we're heading east. It was a plan we did when we were in Michigan, but we never got to it for health reasons. And we're planning on going all the way to Maine. Acadia National Park is our goal. And my wife is mentioning, well, if we made it that far, why not go up into Nova Scotia?
In the Maritimes.
Right.
Yeah, that's great. Well, we hope to see you out there. We'll be traveling some of those same routes with you this summer.
Maybe we will.
And I really envy your summer plans. That sounds like fun to me.
Hey, thanks for your advice.
Yeah. And that's our only plans. We have a wedding in Illinois on May 12th, and then Acadia National Park, and anything in between is we'll decide as we go.
And that's what is so neat about traveling in a Class B, isn't it? You get up in the morning, and your biggest decision, do you turn right, do you turn left? And, you know, you can stop any place.
Yep.
You can spend more time investigating stuff and seeing it. Yeah. And that's awesome. So, all right. Well, hey, thank you guys so much for sharing your firsthand experience on the difference between those big motor homes and those go anywhere class B vans. It was fun.
It was nice having you share your knowledge. I know everybody's going to love it.
Thank you.
I think so many people, like you said right at the top, Jennifer, think, I could sure use a little bit more room. But that was a very a helpful interview, I think, for anybody in that boat.
I found it interesting because, to be honest, I mean, I think at times, it might be nice to have a C just for a little bit more room. And A, that sounds pretty comfy too, but the B is my first love.
We passed an A the other day in our B, and he was towing a car behind, or Jeep behind him actually, and it was like 50 something feet long by the time you have that tow vehicle on there. And wow, that's a lot of driving.
I know you like me to help drive, and I don't think I'd be driving much.
Well, in Jim and Chris's case, she would not drive. She tried the C and didn't like it, and they're back to a B. So, you know, but there's an RV for everybody, because we all have different things we like to do, and they're all beautiful machines. And I think it was just it's very rare that you find anybody who has had one of each of them. And come full circle back to the original, which in their case was a Class V. So
happy ending.
Happy ending. You got it. The interview of the week is brought to you every week by our good friends at Sunshine State RVs in Gainesville, Florida. And of course, online at sunshinestatervs.com, where every new and used Road Trek motorhome is delivered to the customer's driveway free anywhere in the country. You heard that right. You buy a new or a used Road Trek motorhome from Sunshine State RVs, and wherever you are, they will get it there from their Gainesville, Georgia, or their Gainesville, Florida showroom to your driveway, anywhere in the continental United States. They have a huge selection of used Class B motorhomes. Now, they are a brand new dealer for Road Trek. They sell new Road Trek motorhomes. They've got all the new ones in stock. But they also specialize in selling used Class B RVs. And they have them from all of the major manufacturers. They have not just used Road Treks, but used Pleasure Ways, used Winnebagos, leisure travel vans, and more. You will not find a wider selection of used Class B motorhomes anywhere in the country but SunshineStateRVs.com. Every RV they sell goes through a very thorough 172-point inspection. We watched them going through some of these vehicles when we were there, one of our visits to Sunshine State RVs, and they make sure that all of the mechanical and manual systems are in top condition. They take every RV out for a drive. They make sure it runs and drives the way it should. They go over the interior components just as entirely as they do the outside. Every component is turned on. It's tested to make sure that it works just the way it's supposed to. You check them out yourself. SunshineStateRVs.com. Tell them you heard about them on the RV podcast.
Traveling with technology. It's time now for our RV tech tip of the week.
All right, going now to our pal Steve Van Dinter from Verizon Wireless, who's got some tech tips for us this week.
Hi there, Mike. Well, did you know that each year roughly 17 million Americans will lace up their shoes and participate in an organized race? An additional 48 million decide in spring it's time to give their couch a break and participate in recreational running. So if this sounds a lot like you, listen up, because tech can help put some pep in your step. But when it comes to sustained success, many find other people can be a motivating factor. But that doesn't mean you necessarily need a buddy along on the journey. Wearables like the new Fitbit Versa can do just the trick. Compatible with third-party running apps like Runkeeper, this sleek-looking waterproof device will give you a quick glance at how far you've run, it'll help you control your music, and it'll track your pulse at the same time. Then following your run, you can share your stats to social media and show the world your progress. Well, when you're running out of steam, the perfect pick-me-up song can give you the extra burst of energy you need. So if you want to have some nice-sounding headphones, that won't get in the way. The Bose SoundSport Free are a great choice. These Bluetooth headphones seriously cut the wires. There's nothing connecting them to your phone or to each ear. And with 5 hours of battery life, they'll last you the entire run. Not to mention sweat and water resistance, so you don't have to worry about the weather. Another great option is the Plantronics BackBeat Fit Wireless Sport Earbuds. These lightweight Bluetooth headphones use Bluetooth to connect to your phone, but do have a wire keeping the two earbuds themselves together. Because of that, they come in well under half the price, but they still last for hours and are sweat and weatherproof. Well, tying everything together on your run is your smartphone. I mean, it's probably how you stream your music to your headphones and use its GPS to track and time your runs. But you certainly don't want to hold it the whole time or have it flopping around in a pocket. And that's where the InCase Active armband comes in. This sturdy and comfortable armband keeps your phone where you want it and provides access when you want it. Plus, its touch-sensitive screen cover means you can even touch apps or notifications without having to remove it from the protector. And lastly, if you're training for a long race like a marathon, you'll be out on the road for hours. Keep track of who's visiting your home with the Nest Hello video doorbell. This new addition to the Nest family will let you know anytime someone shows up on your doorstep, even if they don't ring the bell. You get a crisp live video stream day or night and can even talk to the person on your porch straight from your smartphone. With this week's traveling technology tip, I'm Steve Van Dinter from Verizon.
And Verizon is the sponsor of our traveling tech tips every week. Verizon, of course, operating America's most reliable wireless network. They are the official wireless provider for the RV podcast when we're on the road. We can always, almost always, I can count just maybe on one hand a couple of times when we had no big 4G LTE signal. It's usually because we were in a cave or someplace on a mountain. They have the most reliable 4G LTE network. I mean, I am sure I can get my stories through. I am sure I can get the videos uploaded, this podcast uploaded. And across the country, others say the same thing. They can count on Verizon. Multiple tests year after year that compares network quality performance in the United States, and Verizon consistently at the top of that list. Can your network say that? If you are stuck on the wrong network, head over to Verizon and get yourself unstuck.
What's on your RV bucket list? Maybe the place Mike has for you now on this week's RV Destination of the Week.
All right, and this is for those of you who are traveling I-75 and you go near Atlanta, downtown Atlanta. Always you're stuck in traffic, so you can take your time, right? Well, we want you to get off I-75 and go visit the Georgia Aquarium. Jennifer and I visited that. We took one of our grandkids there a couple of years ago, and we're just blown away by it. This is the largest aquarium in the Western Hemisphere. 10 million gallons of fresh and marine water and tens of thousands of animals. It is an amazing place to visit. We had heard great things about it for years and never really had the chance until we took our grandson Jacob for a visit when we were down that way. And we were, as I said, blown away by the quality exhibits. For RVers, the only downside here is parking. Now, you probably won't have any problem with a Class B, but you can't park in any of the parking decks around there. They're too small, too short. You know, you don't have enough height to get in. But there are some open-air street lots, easy walk for most Class Bs or Class Cs. I don't think any could handle a Class A RV, but plenty of room in the open-air lots for Bs and Cs. This aquarium opened in 2005, and it goes back to a few years before that when the Home Depot co-founder Bernard Marcus announced his vision of giving Atlanta this aquarium that would encourage education and economic growth. He visited 56 aquariums in 13 countries with his wife, Billy, and donated $250 million towards what would become the Georgia Aquarium. And then they got some corporate contributions for another $40 million or so. And anyway, it opened debt-free. Just some amazing exhibits. The most notable one is this massive 6.3 million gallon tank that contains whale sharks that were taken from Taiwan's fishing kill quota. Otherwise, they would have been eaten had they not been purchased by the aquarium. And since 2007, there's been a ban on whale shark capture, making this now the only institution outside of Asia that has this species of whale sharks. The whole aquarium built around the whale shark exhibit. There's tunnels and walk-in windows, a huge 30-foot-high plexiglass wall. You can get up very close as they cruise by with some giant manta rays. Lots of other exhibits. There's dolphins and a big tank with some beluga whales, by the way, the white ones, the distinctively white ones. It's pretty neat. You need half a day minimum. Plan on a day if you can do it, most of a day, to see this aquarium. And I got to say, you got to spending some money too. Adult tickets are like $36, seniors $32, kids $30. You can save a little bit of money if you order online, but expensive, yes. But truly, this place is worth it, and we will be back several times. We'll put a link on the podcast show notes for you to a story we did on the blog with lots of photos, and you can check it out. The Georgia Aquarium in Atlanta, put it on your must-visit list. The destination of the week is sponsored for us every week on the podcast by our friends at Steinbring Motor Coach, Road Trek's newest dealer and a third-generation family business located in Minnesota's beautiful Chain of Lakes region. They're in Garfield, Minnesota, and the Chain of Lakes is just this gorgeous area of Minnesota. It's west of the Twin Cities, and it is just built on quality motorhomes, this Steinbrig Motor Coach dealership. You got to go check them out. They have a beautiful indoor showroom. They've been in the transportation industry, the Steinbrig family, since 1917, and their sales staff have decades of experience in the recreation vehicle industry. The business is celebrating its 101st year in business. That's pretty amazing. Third generation family business is Steinbring. They are consistently named a blue ribbon dealer, a top dealer by all the major publications. They sell brand new Newmar Class A motorhomes, high quality, beautiful Class A's. And then they wanted the best they could find for Class B's, and that is the Road Trek motor coach line. And so they have Road Trek, brand new Road Trek Class B's as well. And of course, they have lots of pre-owned coaches from popular brands like Winnebago, Itasca, Tiffin, Fleetwood, Holiday Rambler, Monaco, and a wide selection of them as well. So whether you're looking for a Class A, a Class B, a Class C, a diesel pusher, gas, toy hauler, you will find your next RV at Steinbrings. Please go and check them out, and you will find everything that you want right there.
What's happening? Time now to check the RV calendar of events and gatherings you need to know about.
Well, we have scoured the industry publications, and we can find only one, count them, one RV show on tap for this weekend. That's because the season is coming to an end. There are really two seasons for RVs. The first one for RV shows, the first one starts right at the beginning of the year, right after Christmas. And that's busy. All of January and February, when everybody's snowbound, you know, very busy every weekend all across the country. And then it slowly dwindles down in March. And by this time in April, it's pretty much over. There's one show this weekend that we want to tell you about, and that is the RV Super Saver Show. And that is April 20th through the 22nd. It's in Fort Myers, Florida. Fort Myers, Florida. It's at the Century Link in the Lee Sports Complex there in Fort Myers, Florida, and that is this weekend. Now, we will be putting, starting next week, some other events. We'll give you lots of heads up on the big ones, like the Family Motor Coach one. It's in Gillette, Wyoming this summer. We'll list some of the big shows that are coming, like the Hershey Show, the big California RV Show, and try and give you some of the dates on some of those major national-type shows, as well as the as we pick up local ones, we'll let you know them as well. But you can always find that right here on the podcast towards the end of the podcast. So attend a show. As we say, that's the best way to shop for an RV. Not only do you usually get the best pricing by attending an RV show, but you can see many different models right next to each other. You can go in, try them all out. And the only one this weekend, Fort Myers, Florida, April 20th through the 22nd.
Traveling and celebrating the RV lifestyle. This has been the RV Podcast with journalist Mike Wendland. Got a question for the next episode? Just click the send voicemail link on the RVpodcast.com blog. Till then, we'll see you out there, somewhere off the beaten path.
Well, so ends another episode of Road Trekking, the RV Podcast. Remember, if you would like to have your voice heard, be a part of the podcast, you can record a voicemail message by clicking the right-hand button on the roadtrekking.com website. We invite you to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or Stitcher or TunedIn or whatever app you happen to use. New episodes are released every Wednesday morning, and that way they'll be waiting for you on your podcast if you subscribed. We invite you also to join our mailing list. We send out a special newsletter to subscribers every Monday morning, absolutely free. You can find that at the roadtrekking.com website as well. And don't forget, please, our YouTube channel, our RV Lifestyle channel on YouTube. It's loaded with helpful videos. We put a new video up every week. In fact, there'll be a new one up tomorrow, as well as you can look at all the ones that we've had up there that answer just about and show you just about every aspect you can possibly imagine about the RV lifestyle. And you can find our YouTube channel at RVLifestyleChannel.com. All one word, RVLifestyleChannel.com. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode of the podcast. We'll see you a week from today with another edition. Till then, on behalf of my wife, Jennifer, and our dog, Bo, I'm Mike Wendland. See you out there, road trekking across North America. Bye-bye, everybody.